I want to read a portion at this time, and our reading tonight is found in Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, we'll read from verse number 21 through to 45. Mark's Gospel 1, and at verse number 21. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him." And immediately his fame spread abroad throughout all the region round about Galilee. And forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and they tell him of her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her. And she ministered unto them. And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, them that were possessed with devils, and all the city were gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, "All men seek for thee." And he said unto them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth." And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. And there came a leper unto him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, "I will, be thou clean." And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightway charged him, and forthwith sent him away. And he said unto him, "See thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them." But he went out and began to publish it much, and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places. And they came to him from every quarter. And we know that God will bless the reading of his holy word this evening. The first chapter in Mark, it's a very interesting chapter. In fact, it's interesting that many of the first chapters in the Bible are very interesting. Genesis chapter 1, Hebrews chapter 1, just to name but two, one from the Old and one from the New Testament. We find as we read through the chapter, Mark records the commencement of Christ's ministry, his call to his disciples, his compassion for sinners, and it tells us that his fame spread abroad. And we see in this chapter his saving and drawing power. And as I read through this chapter, I noticed a number of things that I just want to pass on to you this evening. And as I read this chapter, I see here in this passage tonight, people with problems. People with problems. You know, wherever you go today, you meet people with problems. All kind of problems. Marriage problems, health problems, family problems, money problems, spiritual problems, personal problems, work problems, attitude problems, and that's just to name but a few. And the Lord Jesus, he meets people with problems. We find three of them here in this passage. In verse 23, it says, "And there were in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit." Here's a man who had a problem. Here's a man who had a problem with the devil. A problem with the devil. The devil has taken over this man's life. He finds this man who had an unclean spirit. And it's very interesting to see where he found him. He found him in the synagogue. That's where he found him. Found him in the place where the Jews went to worship. And you know, friends, the devil goes to church every Sunday. Some of the believers don't go every Sunday, but the devil does. He never misses. He goes to church every Sunday, and he doesn't go to help people get saved. He goes to hinder them from getting saved. Remember Paul, when he wrote to the Corinthians, he said, "You know, the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine in unto them." And that's what the devil's doing. My, when the light of the gospel is proclaimed, he seeks to blind their minds against the truth of the gospel. Remember, Christ told the parable of the sower and the seed. Man went out to sow a seed. Some fell by the wayside. The fowls of the air came and devoured it. Some fell on stony ground and it lacked moisture and vanished away. Some fell among thorns and the thorns grew up and choked it. And some fell on good ground and it sprung forth and yielded much fruit. And when he told the parable, the disciples said to him, "Well, what meaneth this? Tell us the meaning of the parable." And Jesus said, "The seed is the word of God." The seed is the word of God. He says, that fell by the wayside, it's like the word of God being sown in people's hearts. And he says, then cometh the devil and taketh away the seed out of their hearts, lest they would believe and be saved. My, Satan knows that if you believe tonight, if you believe the gospel and put your trust in Christ, that you'll be saved. He knows it. And so he seeks to steal away the good seed. Does that in so many different ways. My, he wants to wreck the work. You remember he came in the Acts of the Apostles chapter 5 to Ananias and Sapphira, these ones that were putting on a show. And my, he comes to question the truth and to tempt people. My dear friends, this man had a problem with the devil. And of course we all have a problem with the devil. Sometimes when God speaks, people know that they should be saved. People know that they should come to Christ. And there's a real battle that goes on. And Satan doesn't give people up easily or quietly. And then we find, when we go down to verse 30, it says that Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever. And here's a woman with a problem. The man had a problem with the devil, but this woman who was Peter's wife's mother, she had a problem with disease. She lay sick of a fever. And you know, when people get a fever, it brings a restlessness into their bodies. And my, they have a raised temperature and all the rest of it, and they lack peace, and they need to get that fever under control and dealt with to get them back to normal. And you know, sin is very much like a fever. It's a disease that takes hold of a person, and it takes away our peace, and it brings a restlessness into people's lives. So we find here a man who had a problem with the devil and a woman who had a problem with disease. When we come on down into verse 40, it says, "And there came a leper unto him, beseeching him and kneeling down and saying, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And here's another man with a problem, and this man had a problem with defilement, Anybody who had leprosy had a problem. It was the dreaded disease of that day. And we see the condition of this man. Now we get quite a bit of information about leprosy, how it was discovered and diagnosed in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus. There in Leviticus chapter 13, we see there the symptoms of leprosy. And we find, if you take time to read through that chapter, it's a very interesting chapter, but take time to read through it and you'll find that leprosy was more than skin deep. Yes, it was deeper than the skin. It started in a small way and then it spread. Verse 2 says it came out of a rising, a scab, or a bright spot. It was just a little thing on the skin. And then it began to spread. We find in verse 20 it could be broken out of a boil. I remember when I was just a lad, just going to school, that having boils at times, and other people having boils. We don't find many people having boils today. Maybe we're more healthy, or we're better fed and better food, I don't know. But it could be broken out of a boil. And in verse 42, it was like a white reddish sore, and when a person was found to have these symptoms and they went along to the priest and they found that they were a leper, the priest was to pronounce them unclean, and they had to wear a covering across their upper lip and cry, "Unclean, unclean." My dear friends, the condition of this man was unclean. And that was a problem. And you know, the condition of this man was that he was unacceptable. Because without the camp, it says, shall his habitation be, in verse 46. He had to dwell outside the camp. He had to leave the home and the family. And there was usually a community of lepers in those days, and they lived on their own outside the town or outside the city. They weren't allowed to come into contact with the other people. They couldn't go to worship in the house of God. My, they were unacceptable. Their condition made them unacceptable. He was unclean. He was unacceptable. And he was unable to find or to help himself or to find help in any other human source, because he would only defile those that came and touched him. And here we see in the leper a picture of helplessness and hopelessness, a person perishing because of their defilement. And leprosy, of course, in the Bible speaks to us of sin. And of course, sin starts in a small way. Then it spreads. You know where it starts, friends? It starts in your nature. It starts in your nature. You look into that little newborn babe that's just born a few minutes. Maybe a mother's holding it in her arms. It's just into this life a few minutes. It hasn't said anything wrong, hasn't done anything wrong, hasn't thought anything wrong, but it has a sinful nature. That sinful nature produces sin. As it grows, you can see the nature coming to the fore. And that's just, dear friends, how it is with sin. The leper, so like the sinner. My, it starts in a small way, and we all have it tonight. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and it spreads. And like the leper tonight, we're unclean. And if we're in our sins this evening, we're unacceptable to God in our present condition. And we're not only unclean and unacceptable, but we're unable to do anything about it. People try so many different things to remove sin, to give them peace, to take away the guilt of sin. And they can't find it. They can't find that peace. They can't find that solution to take away sin. We're unable of ourselves to take away our sin, and we're beyond the reach of human resources, beyond the reach of them. And of course, there's some great societies and resources that help people who get down in the gutter and whose life is in a mess. But dear friends, whether it's Dr. Bernardo's for the young ones, or the Samaritans for those that are a bit older, they can't deal with the problem. They can't deal with the problem. We see here people with problems. And we have a problem with the devil, and a problem with disease, and a problem with the thing. Maybe you're one of those people tonight. Maybe you're one of those people. We see in this passage people with problems. When we look at the passage again, we see here not only people with problems, but we see a person with power. A person with power. These people with problems came in contact with a person who had power. And that person was the Son of God. And he had power to solve their problems. The man with the unclean spirit in the synagogue, the Lord cast the demon out of him. He had power to do that. Peter's wife's mother, who had a problem with this fever, the Lord cured her. He took her by the hand and lifted her up. The leper came and he came to Jesus and he fell down and he said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." This man believed that the Lord had the power to make him clean, to cleanse him from his leprosy. He just wasn't sure whether he was willing to do it or not. And he said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And it says here, "And at even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of different diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak." My, here we have a person with power, friends, real power to deal with these problems that he was faced with. And you know, friends, thank God tonight there's a person who has power. Person who has power to deal with your problem, to deal with your sin, to deal with your defilement, to deal with your helplessness. My dear friends, at the cross, Christ defeated the devil. He bruised the serpent's head. At the cross, Christ dealt with sin in its totality, for eternity. Because of the cross, he rose again to be an all-sufficient Savior who had power and who has power to cleanse and to save men and women who are defiled by sin. And who come into contact with him, my dear friends, he's able to save them and to cleanse them and to make those who are unclean, to make them clean and whiter than the snow. So we see in this passage, it's a great chapter, of people with problems. And then we see a person with power. And then we see here the proclamation that was published. Verse 45, the very last verse in the chapter says, and he said to the man in the verse before that, "Say thou nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest." And it says then in 45, "And he went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter." You know, the Lord had told them to keep secret these great things that he was able to do. But he went out, that man, I'm sure he was so thrilled. I'm sure he was so thrilled that he was cleansed from his leprosy. Before this he could see no hope in anything or anyone else. And he went out and he published it abroad and spread it abroad. The good news of the gospel. My dear friends, God has not told us to keep it secret. He has told us, to spread it abroad, to blaze abroad the glad tidings that there's a person tonight who has power, who's able to save, who's able to cleanse, who's able to deliver people, and his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Yes. You know, friends, we're to spread abroad the good news of the gospel. That's why we're here tonight. You know, the good news of the gospel is about God's love. I want to tell you tonight that God loves you. You might say to me, "Well, you know, I've committed terrible sins, or I've had no time for God, no place for him." I want to tell you again, God loves you. No matter who you are, no matter what stands against you, God loves you tonight. My dear friends, that he so loved you that he sent his son, the darling of his bosom, sent him into the world to save sinners, to save people from their sin, to meet people who had problems in life, and to give them new life, to give them everlasting life, to take them to heaven and to glory, to be with him for all eternity. And dear friends, the good news of the gospel tonight is not only that God loved you, but that Christ died for you. On that cross at Calvary, the blessed Son of God, with the blood and the sweat and the spittles mingled on his frame and his bones out of joint and his breast is heaving, and he's there to die for you in your place, that you might have a Savior. And the good news of the gospel tonight is not only that God loves you, that Christ died for you, but he rose again to be your Savior. And if you'll come to him tonight, if God is speaking to your heart, moving in your life, if you'll come and repent of your sin, and come like the leper came in his helplessness, in his hopelessness, and throw yourself down before him, even as the leper came to Jesus, and call for mercy, he'll touch you as he touched the leper and make you clean and cleanse you from all your sin. What a proclamation. There's a proclamation that was published here. And we come tonight to bring the good news of the gospel. A people with problems. A person with power. A proclamation that was published. And dear friends, finally tonight, a pathway that leads to pardon. It says 45 here, verse 45, "And he went out and began to publish it much and to blaze abroad the matter, insomuch that Jesus could not openly enter into the city, but was without in desert places." And then it says this, and my every time I read that, it never ceases to thrill me. "And they came to him from every quarter." They came to him from every quarter. Dear friends, when it was published abroad, the people came to him. They came to Jesus from every quarter. Who came to him? People with problems. People who were defeated by sin. People who needed to be cleansed. People who were helpless. People in need came to him. Why did they come to him? Because his fame had spread abroad, and they knew that there was a person who had power. He had power to save them. He had power to cleanse them. From where did they come to him? From every quarter. There's nobody left out. Every quarter. The rich came from the rich quarter. The poor came from the poor quarter. They came to him from every quarter of the city, of the town. My people came to him, and they came to him, my, because they believed in him. My, and because they were looking to him, and he was the only one in whom they could see an answer to their problem. He's the only one who could solve their problem. Yes, a leper came, and the pathway leads to pardon, forgiveness, salvation. Dear friend, you need to come to him tonight. You need to come to him. A man with the unclean spirit. A woman with the disease. A man who was unclean. Today the Lord is building his church. And you know, people are coming to him from every quarter. Every quarter. And people are coming to him from every country. People are coming to him from all colors of the globe. They're coming to the Savior. Some are coming with nothing. Some are coming who have everything. But even though they have everything, they need to come to him because he's the only one that can give them the thing that their wealth and their position cannot give them. My dear friend, maybe you're here tonight with a problem. Problem of sin. Problem with the devil. He has you in his clutches. He won't let you go. Problem with disease, sin. Problem with defilement. Maybe you're here tonight with a problem. All you need to do is come to him. The writer said, "Just as I am, without one plea, that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come." I remember the night I came, just down the road a bit, the top of the Long Stone. I just came as I was. Would you come tonight? Maybe you've come into this meeting and you're not saved. Well, if you have, you have a problem. Will you come to him? Will you be one of the ones that will come to him and come just as you are? And he's someone who has the power to save you. May God speak and bless his word this evening.